Hello, my name is Thea. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I was actually calling to figure out about ADA compliance for a business.
You want to know the website to go to?
No, I was just trying to see if I could speak to someone about that.
Regarding guidelines and protocols, you want to file a report or a complaint?
No. I'm just starting a new business, and I'm trying to figure out if I need to make some changes to the restroom that's currently there.
Okay. Let me see. What's going on regarding the changes?
Well, the bathroom is not currently ADA compliant, but it's not going to be used as a public restroom. So I'm just trying to figure out, since it's not being used as a public restroom, do we have to change it to meet those guidelines?
Depending on how many people you will be having in the restroom, like if it's going to be a multiple person restroom or something, if it like doesn't have a door or something, I would at least limit the amount of people that go in, like one at a time or two at a time type thing. If it's not able to be in compliance, at least limit the traffic in the restroom per person if you're not able to.
It's only a single person restroom.
Okay.
But only the employees will be using it. So I'm just trying to find out, because it's not big enough to meet the ADA guidelines right now. And if it needs to be, we're going to have to knock down walls and rebuild some things.
Okay. One second. I'm going to try to give you the necessary information to where you can look up or actually call in, and they can give you that information regarding being in compliance. Give me one second. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Ma'am, hello?
Uh-huh, yes.
What type of establishment do you own or work in or operate? Just so I can give you the correct information.
It's a limited service restaurant.
Okay. Restaurant. Okay.
So it's just like a counter service that people just walk in, get something, and they leave. They don't like sit down and eat there or anything.
Okay. Oh, it's not really a number. Okay, so it's really just, okay. I can read. It's really not even a lot on this paper, unless you want the website, and I can give you the link so you can look at it yourself. Because it's not even a lot, so it's nothing to really stress about. But if you want me to, I can give you the website, too, so you can look.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, so you're going to go to alabamapublichealth.gov. Okay, /COVID-19. is going to already go on the main page of the public health website. Excuse me, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, after COVID-19, put another /FAQ, frequently asked questions, .html. So FAQ stands, yeah. And it's going to pop up the links, all you need regarding the guidelines for restaurants and bars and everything. Click on that,
okay.
And it'll go straight to...
Okay, I'm sorry. Is this just giving guidelines on COVID?
Guidelines for, like, being safe, like, within the establishment,
okay.
And COVID, so both.
Okay, so I'm wanting to know about ADA, like, disability compliance, like, for people in wheelchairs.
Oh, disability, okay.
Yeah. So is there someone that maybe, like, knows some about that I could speak with?
I'll probably have to refer you to that number then. So I wouldn't know personally. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can give you the number.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Do you have the number with you right now?
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't forget about you. I'm just trying to find
it.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Okay. Hello? You with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You can do... I'm going to give you two numbers, actually.
Okay.
Okay. You can do 334-206-5300.
Okay.
And then 1-866-264-4073.
Okay.
So either one of those two. Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. You're fine. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling the coronavirus hotline. Be safe.
Thank you.